Get ready, Riverland.
It's Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
For Berry Better.
Welcome to the podcast.
You were going to say morning.
I went to say morning and then I didn't know how to transition into a welcome, so welcome.
What is the greeting that isn't a day part specific one that starts with an M?
Merry day.
Good morrow to you.
Is there one?
I don't know. I'm really intrigued now, but it's going to take too long for me to try and Google it. You do some talking, I'll Google it.
What are you going to Google to find that?
Greeting starting with M.
What is the greeting starting with M that doesn't have a day part specific thing to
hang
it?
Hang on.
I'm hanging on.
I'm onto thesaurus.com. Hang on. Please hold your valued customer. Nah, these aren't going to... These are the ones that came up with. Morning, military conscription, message, marriages, and meetings.
I'm glad we wasted the first minute of the podcast with that. Good start, though. In this podcast, the best of the week that's been, which was a big week, caught up with a couple of mates. Adam Shand, the first guy, he's from Australian Crime Stories, had a good episode on Nine on Wednesday night, and we thought we'd play a game with him as well. The old jazz band or crime syndicate.
Oh, the classic that it is. Well, you know, he meant to know crime syndicates and stuff. He's a crime writer.
Exactly.
So he should be good at that. Was he? You just have to wait and listen to find out. Also, I made a bit of an impulse purchase the other week that got delivered during this week, and I think I jumped the gun on it. Also, probably spent a bit too much money on it.
Okay.
That happened.
It was Mad Hatter's Day during the week, and I had a story from my childhood. One of the earliest stories I can remember from my childhood, and it was a really strange one. It's kind of stuck with me forever. About the time I lost a Mad Hatter's competition, didn't win the bike.
I'm trying to think of what my earliest memory is.
It's like a bit of childhood trauma. Really?
I'm really struggling.
No, take your time.
Stop it.
Me?
I'm trying to think, but I can't. I'm too rushed.
Good stuff. Welcome to the podcast. It's all going to go uphill from here, we promise.
Yeah, indeed. We'll see you weekdays morning from 6 on Magic 931.
Weekdays morning. Yes, we will.
What did I just say?
Don't worry.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Last week I talked about there was a bit of a cheating scandal happening on the block, a bit of copying. You know, Shayna talked us through that one. Well, the same couple have been accused once again.
Another scandal?
Come on, guys.
Come on, guys.
What is happening? Luke and Jasmine, they need to get their act together a little bit, but... Yeah. Two people that still won, without cheating as far as we know, are Daniel and Jay. They won kitchens on Sunday night and they join us. Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
We're doing good. Congrats on the win of Kitchen Week, a very important one because we all know that kitchens sell houses. Are you now building a shrine to that gnome that got you over the edge?
Oh, I know, that gnome. Thank goodness for that, hey.
Thank goodness for the gnome. There seems to be a lot of accusations about possible copying this season, you know, getting some inspiration from different places. Dan, you said you would let Australia decide if they copied your curved bench, if you copied that curved bench. Have you gotten any results on your poll? What are people saying?
Look, mate, it's just got to wait and see, you know. We were fully original. We had this plan from, you know, very early on in the space, Christian Cole. Like, he was one of the first people we contacted when we got on the show and try and work with him because we knew that he'd be hard to get hold of. So, look, where they copied, where they didn't, if they did take ideas from ours, all we could say to Christian should be very flattered for that.
I guess so. Yeah. it's a compliment, isn't it?
Well, it worked for them because you guys ended up winning that week. So it's like, well, you copied off the winning team. So.
Yeah, your hardest.
Now, obviously, this season, you guys have had a bit of a lockdown. There was quite a few weeks that you guys were back home, not doing anything too block-related. Do you think that having that lockdown was a help or a hindrance to you guys?
Well, in the break, you know, we didn't particularly love the break because it made it hard to go back to the block and get back into the swing of things again. And obviously, saying goodbye to our kids again was hard. But, you know, we came home, Daniel got straight back to work. He was on the, you know, on the feeder. We had to put our crops in. So, you know, we did not a lot of block-related stuff while we were home at all. Like, was very minimal for us. So, you know, we went back in just as fresh as, you know, the day we first rocked up there.
So do you think that the other teams maybe use the lockdown more as like, okay, we're going to use this time and we're going to plan the rest of our build, we're going to do this and this, maybe contact these peoples? Or were you guys not allowed to do any block work? Were you told by producers, like, nope, you can't think about the block?
There was no rush around, you know, doing anything block-related. But, you know, obviously for us, we have a very busy house back here and, you know, we missed our kids so much that we couldn't wait to get back and just spend time with them. And, you know, obviously the farm doesn't stop, nothing stops. You have three kids in a business, so you have to keep going.
Yeah, I bet. Is there any further words? I don't think we've heard anything yet about when these auctions are going to take place, because obviously the block's just kind of sitting there ready to go. Do you know when the auctions are going to happen?
No, look, mate, we haven't heard yet. You know, we're just trying to see how COVID plans out. Hopefully Melbourne can start shaking a few of their rules. They're going the right way now. So let's hope that November sometime we'll be able to get an auction happening.
Well, fingers crossed that you guys can win some money, because that definitely will go a long way this year. But now that the block is pretty much wrapped up, apart from these auctions, and you guys can reflect on your experience, would you do it again?
No.
Fair enough.
Love it.
I love just this plain answer. Any reasoning behind the no?
You know, Daniel and I, we have, I suppose for us, the block was a personal journey. It was always personal. And it was about testing our limits. You know, as you all knew from our backstory, you know, we've had a hard time with, you know, our farm, you know, with our daughter. So life's tough for us. And it hasn't stopped even since coming home. You know, we're still, you know, battling medical issues with Isla. So, yeah, life is tough here. So, you know, we just keep doing us and, yeah, moving forward. And I think that, you know, the block only, you know, it shaped us and help us to grow more and realise how important, you know, our home and family life really is. And, you know, we can't take away what it has taught us about each other and ourselves. And, you know, we will be forever grateful for that. But to do it again, how did you describe it, Daniel?
Just no. Well, fingers crossed you guys get some money, so it was worth going through all of this stress. The block continues at 7:30 tonight on 9. Thank you so much for joining us, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Welcome to International Mad Hatter's Day today. In case you
don't know why that's a thing, maybe because Alice in Wonderland came out on this day or something? I'm not sure.
No.
You quickly talk about your thing and I'll give it a quick Google.
Oh, I have already. Well, the Mad Hatter is from Alice in Wonderland, the original. There is no reason why it's October 6th. It's just because it is.
Okay.
Someone wanted to celebrate it, and it was probably October 6th when they made that decision.
Fair enough.
So, enjoy Mad Hatter's Day by wearing a mad hat today, if you want to. It got me thinking of my childhood, and this is almost one of the earliest memories I have, one of the most vivid memories I have of my childhood, which is very strange. We were celebrating Mad Hatter's Day. I don't know what kind of group it was, but there was a bunch of other kids my age, and my brother and I were there, and we had spent all week, must have been during the school holidays, making our mad hats for Mad Hatter's Day, and they had a competition for kids to make the best.
So it's kind of like the Easter bonnet parade, just in October.
Sure. Whatever the Easter bonnet is.
Do you not know what an Easter bonnet parade is? Oh my God. It's where
like
you have
a car bonnet?
No. Easter bonnet is where you like make a bonnet, which is a hat in a sense, and you make it Easter themed and then you have a parade.
Sure. Exactly like that, but just mad, not Easter.
Okay.
There you go. So me and my brother made these mad hats, and I just made a balloon one out of those balloons that magicians used to make puppies and stuff with.
Risky, because that could pop and that's your whole design gone in one single pin.
Well, more risk, more reward. That's what I thought anyway. First prize was a mountain bike, and I was eyeing I was eyeing this mountain bike off as a 6-year-old kid. I was like, that is my whole life right there, a mountain bike. I could die happy if I get that. Second prize was a stereo with a dual cassette player and a CD player. Wow, prize. Anyway, my brother made this volcano hat, which Mum put
baking soda and vinegar in.
Yeah, and red dye, and made it
explode.
Erupt.
Yeah.
So here we are around this little hall, me with my balloon hat on,
my brother with his volcano hat, and then Mum tips in the vinegar and it goes, and we're like, whoa, that's a crazy hat, bro.
It's very dangerous on a hat, because vinegar and baking soda going into somewhere near your eyes or your nose or your mouth is probably not a good idea.
You got to risk it to get that mountain bike, though. He did not get the mountain bike. My friend Peter got the mountain bike.
What did Peter do? Did he have an astronaut coming out of his head or something? A rocket?
Look, I don't remember, and I think it's on purpose, because I hated Peter from that day. That was my mountain bike and he stole it.
So what did he have? What was on his hat?
Peter.
Yeah.
I just said I don't know because I hated Peter from that day. Good listening, though. My brother won the cassette player, though.
Oh.
With his volcano hat, which then I used to make my own little fake radio station with two different cassettes and the CD player. So in turn, him winning the Mad Hatter's runner-up prize made me get into radio, which is where I am today.
I still want to know what Peter had on his hat. Give us a call, Pete.
I don't care. I hate you, Peter.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Gone in 6 seconds.
So this is the 5 second rule game, kind of modified, just to have 6 seconds instead of five. We have to name three of a particular thing in those 6 seconds. And we get scored. The winner wins the glory for the week until we play it again next week.
Yes. So we do have the uncensored version, so makes it a bit more fun. Are we ready to go?
Okay, we're starting at three of.
We'll start at three. All righty.
I'm ready to go. 6 second timer.
Name three reasons you fart.
Oh, because you drank milk, because you ate cheese.
You could have just said because you're lactose intolerant.
Yeah, but that's only the one thing. Why?
Yeah, you could have just said upset tummy.
IBS.
Could have had a pulling a joke, told someone to pull your finger. There's lots of different reasons.
Okay. All right, well, it's not me on the board yet. Here we go. Name three things. I'll give you the English translation, the Australian translation. Name three things in your bedside drawers.
Oh, tissues, pens, and earpods.
You got pens in your bedside table?
I have a lot of stuff in my bedside table.
What do you use the pens for?
In case you need to quickly write down something.
Do you have paper in there too?
Yes. That's weird. I have a little notebook.
Okay. Cool.
It's just me.
All right, you're on the board.
All right. Okay. Name three fictional characters you would date.
Elsa from Frozen, the Little Mermaid, and Fred Flintstone's wife, whatever her name
is. Wilma.
Wow.
I was going to say Jessica Rabbit for you.
Jessica Rabbit.
From Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, I'm not familiar.
With the long ginger hair, the long red dress.
Not familiar.
When you saw her, you'd know who I'm talking about.
Is she a rabbit, though?
No.
Oh.
She's married to Roger Rabbit. That's why her last name is Rabbit.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyways, you're still not on the board. My dad.
Your turn. Name three reasons you would ask for a separation.
You found someone new. You don't like that person anymore. They cheated on you.
Yeah. Yep. Well done. Okay. I'm going to get on the board here.
All righty.
What am I doing?
Okay. Let's go. Okay.
Oh, dear. Here we go.
Name three things that you bang.
You bang the door, the
your girlfriend. Why are you so bad at this?
You're baiting me to say bad things.
That's the whole funny bit of it. I don't know what you're talking about.
Name three things you don't want to find on your body.
A leech, an unexpected tattoo after a drunken night, and a person I don't know.
Ah, yeah, good. Okay. All right, give me one. If I don't get on the board, this is over.
Okay.
One more.
All right. That's
anytime. Anytime now.
Okay.
No rush.
All right, you'll be good at this one. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Name three words you'd say instead of the F word.
Oh, a flip, fudge, and flaming heck.
I thought you'd be good at that one because we have to do it all the time.
Winner!
No, I got two. No, I got three.
You got three, but I got the best one.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Everyone's obsession with true crime stories. I watched another one on the weekend on Netflix, like American Murder Next Door or something, I think it was called. It's like number two in Australia at the moment on Netflix.
Yeah,
Very good. Highly recommend. Another show that we recommend is something a bit more closer to home. Australian Crime Stories, that is on Nine, continues another episode tonight. So Mr. Adam Shan behind the show is going to join us again. He's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. I've always wondered why people wanted to watch American Crime when we had so much here. I'm like, in Adelaide, oh my God, like, don't get me started, all right?
I know. Adelaide's got a dark history, doesn't it?
Well, we're doing one later in the series on your Dr. Colin Manock, who was the chief forensic pathologist. I mean, that's an incredible story that no one seems to know outside of Adelaide.
That's right.
We'll get to that.
Maybe Adelaideans, I don't know how what you'd say, Adelaide people have a bit of pride and they're like, oh, no, we don't like to talk about
we don't have a bad past. Let's not talk about
Maybe that's the thing. So tonight's episode is all about Florence Broadhurst, which is a really interesting case. What can we expect in this episode tonight, Adam?
Well, yeah, I mean, she was bludgeoned to death back in 1977 with a 4B2 inside her factory in Sydney. She's a wallpaper designer of some note, and she had so much mystery around her. This is like a game of Cluedo. We don't know who killed her. In fact, the list of suspects could be the Sydney phone book from 1977. Oh, wow. That's a beauty.
That's a lot.
That's a lot of people.
The constable who...
she had a few enemies.
Yeah, obviously.
So the constable who discovers her body is going on record during tonight's episode with a shock revelation. Can you give us a bit of a scoop? What is it?
Well, this is fascinating because, listen, the connection was always to John Wayne Glover, the granny killer of Sydney who killed a number of old people. And the display of the body, Florence's body, was similar to that of the granny killer's victims. My father was actually a forensic psychologist and actually interviewed John Wayne Glover many times. He said to the police, if you ask the guy the right questions, he'll tell you what he did. Oh. So they asked him, he said he didn't do Florence. So when this constable actually is on the scene, he pushes open the door of the toilet and finds her body. And the body had then been moved because of what he did. So the original crime scene pictures were not faithful. So it's always hampered the investigation and perpetuated a link to John Wayne Glover when there probably isn't one, in my view.
Okay. I've always had a high regard for psychologists, forensic psychologists, that actually go into a room with these people and ask them questions. Like, you've got to be a certain type of person, don't you?
Oh, yeah. My father, every Saturday, we used to drive up to our little farm outside of Sydney. He'd stop at these various jails. I'll be back in an hour. I'd sit in the car waiting for him. Come back and you'd know that he'd spoken to some heinous rapist or murderer. Oh. He was like, yeah, okay, let's move on with life, you know. He didn't ever, wow. He rarely discussed it. I wish I'd quizzed him more and I would have got more stories, actually.
Yeah, oh, I don't think he would have told you as a child.
Yeah.
All right, well, I would have been right into it if I'd known.
Oh, yeah. I reckon, Adam, if you're okay with it, I'd love to play a quick little game with you, and it's one of our staples here in the show. Are you okay with playing a game with us?
Life is a game. Let's continue.
Let's do it. Let me set the scene here. We're playing a game called Jazz Band or Crime Syndicate. Adam, played it a couple times before. Basically, I'm going to give you a name, and it's either the name of a classic jazz band or a major crime syndicate.
See, I feel like I'm a bit of a disadvantage here against Adam Shand.
You are.
Who's behind, like, Australian Crime Stories. He's got all these books. Like, he knows crime syndicates.
Well, I better get it, haven't I? Well, if I get this, if I don't get it, I'll be in trouble.
No pressure. Okay, here we go. Number one, the Cherry Poppin' Daddies. Are they a jazz band or are they a crime syndicate? Adam?
I'm sorry. It has to be jazz, that one.
Maddie?
Well, I'm going to go the opposite because I was thinking that they might be a crime syndicate.
They're a jazz band. Yes. Well done, Adam.
Point on the board for you.
Number two, Broadway Mob. Jazz band or crime syndicates?
Jazz band.
Maddie, jazz band?
I'm going to go jazz band too.
You're going to get jazz band too. The Broadway Mob were a crime syndicate.
No!
Whereabouts?
Broadway.
Broadway.
In Sydney. Shoplifters at David Jones in Sydney or something, yeah?
That's it. Still a Mars bars from the 7-Elevens. That's what it was.
big crime.
All right. The Ramblers, were they a jazz band or a crime syndicate?
Oh, jazz band.
Definitely jazz band.
Correct. Well done.
All right. Adam, you're on 2 points. I'm on one.
For the tie
or the
Maddie,
wins.
Or the win, Adam, the Wonderland Gang.
Oh.
Jazz band or crime syndicate?
Crime Syndicate.
Yeah. Adam?
I'm going to go Crime Syndicate too.
You're both correct.
Oh, no, that means I still lose, though.
That means you still lose. Congrats, Adam. You are. You can be a crime reporter still.
I'd like to thank you guys and Google for the assistance there as well. I'm sorry to mention that.
If you could Google those in that time, that's quite impressive.
Australian Crime Stories continues tonight on Nine After the Block. Adam, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Today is Simon Cowell's birthday.
Oh, okay. Happy birthday to
Simon. One of my
Simon.
Favourite judges. You know, he's on everything. Yeah. Like Britain's Got Talent, America's Got Talent, X Factor, American Idol.
He's on a lot, isn't he?
He is on a lot. And all of these shows usually have something to do with singing.
Yeah.
So I have put together a bit of a game for us this morning. Well, for you to play.
Oh, dear.
It's called Can These People Sing?
What, Simon Cowell? I don't think he can.
No. So I have gone and found people who have auditioned for one of Simon's shows over time.
Yeah.
And I've taken that like a tiny bit of their intro that they do, like where they ask him random questions, being like, what do you want to do with your life? Are you a good singer? Things like that. I'm going to play you that little snippet. And from that, you have to guess, are they a good singer or not?
Oh, dear. Yeah, okay.
All right, you ready?
Sure.
Let's start off. Here we go.
Number one.
I'm Cynthia.
And I'm Shirley.
Well, I started singing first around the age of 11.
Right.
And then later on, we were like, wow, this is really fun.
We had a really good connection.
Wow.
So started singing together.
Wow.
We got a really good connection, but we talk over each other. I don't think they're good singers.
You don't think they can sing?
No, I don't think they can sing.
All right, let's find out. They came in so confident.
Sounds like me doing karaoke. Wow.
They cannot sing. All right, okay. You're on the board.
Thank you.
Okay, number two.
Tampa, Abby and Lisa. We're both really loud and Abby bubbly, and we kind of like just like to put our music on and jump around. Me and Lisa want this like really, really bad. Like, I don't want to mess up for her, and she don't want to mess up for me.
Can Abby and Lisa sing?
No, they cannot.
Let's find
they cannot.
Out.
I'm not here.
Unfortunately, they can't sing.
I saw this.
This is the one where they fight as
they
well.
They blew up and they fought. Yeah, that was great.
It's a good one.
Okay.
All right, correct.
Good.
Number three.
This is literally my life and I've literally been working my whole life towards this moment. Well, I've been singing since I was 7 and I can't even explain to anyone how much this means to me.
Oh, that's hard.
Can she sing?
That's hard. I don't think she can sing either. I'm going to say no, she can't
she
sing.
She can't?
No. What? You're kidding. That's
she
not her.
She can. She's
that
a very good
her.
Singer. That is her.
That is not her. Who was that?
That was her.
Whoa.
She was just very nervous in her intro.
Obviously.
All right, number four.
Number four.
We've been singing together for about 2 years. Up to now, we've done about 10 to 12 gigs. Everyone's loved us. Everyone's cheered us. People want us back. Our biggest dream is just to spread the word, spread the love.
Oh. Can they sing? It's a group, that one, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. How many people are there?
Three.
Three. Yeah, I'll say, I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. I reckon they can sing.
You reckon they can sing?
Yeah, that's good to go. That'd
be a no.
They cannot
they
sing.
They can't sing.
Okay.
All right, last one. This is for a pass.
Righto, okay. Here we go.
I work in a bakery. I work there on Saturdays.
Yeah.
But I finished my GCSEs just now.
Yeah.
So I'm going back to college in September.
Yeah. And what are you going to study at college?
Law. Sociology. Yeah. Business and something else, but I'm not sure yet.
Yeah, okay. Not sure yet.
Can they sing?
Yeah, I reckon they can sing.
You reckon they can sing?
Yeah. He can sing.
All right.
He's going to blow the roof off the place.
Let's have a listen.
Here we go. Listen.
Isn't she lovely?
That's actually Harry Styles.
Isn't she wonderful?
He can sing.
He can definitely sing.
Wow.
But in the name of Simon Cowell, though.
I'll give you a tip for future auditions. Don't.
Just don't.
Don't.
Just don't.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Can you guess what we're binging?
Just from the Netflix description? I've got a few Netflix descriptions for you here. And you have to guess which show or movie they are describing. I might have to censor some words because some might be a bit too obvious if I read the description as is. But we'll give it a go.
Okay, I haven't been watching Netflix too much as of recent compared to other stuff, like other streaming services, but I did watch one on the weekend and I've started watching Friends again on Netflix.
Oh, yeah. That'll take you a little while. Friends is... How was
ten
that, like
seasons.
10 seasons? Yeah.
There's quite a few episodes.
All right, well, Let's start with one that's just announced a new season coming this month. This will hopefully be pretty easy for you.
Okay.
When a pretty girl named blank moves across the hall, socially awkward scientist blank is...
Big Bang Theory.
Yes. Bang on the board. Phew. Well done. Okay, here we go. This is a movie, this one. Blank's not the most popular guy in Salem, Massachusetts, but when Halloween turns...
Hocus Pocus.
No. When Halloween turns truly spooky, the good-hearted scaredy cat sets out to keep his town safe.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's not Hocus Pocus, because that's set in Salem, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, is it? Weird.
Well, that's because we're like the witches and stuff. The Salem witch
trials.
Is it like... Is it an old movie or a new movie?
It's a new movie.
It's a new movie.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know then.
I don't think you're going to get it. It's Hubie Halloween.
Yeah,
it's the brand new Adam Sandler one. It looks promising, actually.
Is it a funny or him trying to be serious?
It's a funny one.
Okay.
It's not the Uncut Gems kind of Adam Sandler. Yeah. That was scary. Okay, here we go. This is a TV show. Searching for answers, a socially awkward but endearing teacher moves in with three bachelors who think they understand love but are equally as lost.
Oh, is that New Girl?
It is New Girl. Bang, that's just appeared. All seven seasons has just appeared on Netflix. That's in the top 10 this week. And this one, this is actually on my list for me to watch later.
Okay.
This documentary drama, Hybrid, explores the dangerous human impact of social networking.
Social Dilemma.
The Social Dilemma.
My dad was like, you need to watch that.
Yes.
And I was like, well, I do, but also I need to be on my phone all the time so I don't miss news stories.
Every time someone brings it up, they're like, you need to watch this. Everyone needs to watch this.
I know, but I feel like it's a bit different for us because, as I just said, we need to constantly be on our phone so we know like what content is out there, any news stories. It's a bit hard for us to put our phones down.
Which is even more poignant for us to watch it.
Oh,
so
okay.
We're safe when we're on our phones 24/7.
All right, I'm going to stop researching anything. And just talk.
No. Watch it and you'll learn how to do it in a safe manner.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to
say.
All right,
I've gotten 3 out of 4 so far.
Okay, last one. Or you've already passed, but one more. When aliens attack Earth in the style of old video games, the president and his childhood pals swing into action. This is an Adam Sandler one as well.
Oh. That's not the movie I was thinking it was then. Adam Sandler.
It's a great movie. Keeps popping up in the top 10 for some reason. Video games, aliens.
Oh, Pixels?
Pixels. Bang, well done. You know your Netflix descriptions.
4 out of 5.
Congratulations. I don't know if that's good or bad. Spend way too much time on Netflix.
It means that I'm doing my job right and I know pop culture.
Good job, yeah.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Happy birthday to Mr. Matt Damon.
Matt Damon.
I mean, you can't say the words Matt Damon without
Matt Damon.
Team America popping into your head. He's done a lot of movies, quite a lot of movies.
Oh, he did We Bought a Zoo.
I
thought a fun final.
He was in that one. He's in the Giant Silent Bob reboot. Elysium, the Jason Bourne, all of those movies, Promised Land, The Departed, a bunch of stuff.
I've never seen any of those movies you just mentioned.
So disappointed. So, I have a bunch of quotes here from famous Matt Damon movies, and you have to pick which movie they come from out of the 3 possible answers.
I was going to say, please make it multiple choice.
It's multiple choice. All right, you ready to go? Here is quote number 1.
Do you like apples?
Yeah.
Well, I got a number. How do you like them apples?
How do you like them apples? Was that from The Martian, Saving Private Ryan, or Good Will Hunting?
Saving Private Ryan.
Should have gone with the first.
No.
Goodwill Hunting. Quote number 2 in the Matt Damon quote game.
I always thought it'd be better to be a fake somebody than a real nobody.
Oh, your very, powerful very, words very insightful there.
Thought it'd be better to be a fake somebody than a real nobody. And that is quite a clue for the plot of this movie. Was it Downsizing, The Talented Mr. Ripley, or Invictus?
Oh, it's not the Downsizing one, I don't think.
That's when they go small.
Yeah, that does look good. I do want to watch that movie.
It's actually a really good movie.
Invictus.
Sorry, The Talented Mr. Ripley. All right.
Okay.
Quote number 3 is Hang on. Here we go.
In the face of overwhelming odds, I'm left with only one option. I'm going to have to science the shit out of this.
What movie's that from? Is that The Martian, The Brothers Grimm, or Ford versus Ferrari?
The Martian.
The Martian. Bang. Yay! You're on the boards. Great movie too. One of my faves.
Okay.
Quote number four. Which movie is this from?
Mark Whittaker, secret agent
0014.
Why 0014?
Because I'm twice as smart as 007.
Is that from Eurotrip, The Informant, or Interstellar?
Interstellar.
No, The Informant.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I've got one.
You've got one so far. There's one left to go. Come on, you can get two on the board. Quote number five.
Sometimes all you need is 20 seconds of insane courage. Just literally 20 seconds of just embarrassing bravery. And I promise you, something great will come of it.
Oh, very
I don't know. I embarrass myself for more than 20 seconds on this show every day, and I don't know what great comes from that.
We get a laugh out of it. Is it The Bourne Identity, Ocean's 11, or We Bought a Zoo?
We Bought a Zoo. Hey!
Well done. Little known fact, Matt Damon is the one that sings Scotty Doesn't Know on Eurotrip. He's the lead singer of that band.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Get out of the studio.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
I've been saying recently I'm in a bit of a weak spot in my life and the impulse buys are happening quite regularly.
I'm a fan.
No, they need to stop happening. Between you saying I'm a fan of impulse buys and my boyfriend saying it's your money, do what you want with it, I've just been buying stupid stuff that I think that I need but could have lived without.
Yeah, I'll give you a quick little hint because Michaela does it too when she said it's your money, do what you want. It's either a yes or it's your money. And it's your money means no.
Not necessarily though.
It does though. It's like, oh, you know, do what you want.
No.
Like, because they can't say no to you. They just say, you do
well,
what you
want.
Well, they can. It's a no though.
I asked the question. If someone said no, you shouldn't buy that, I'd be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but he's not going to say that to you. He's going to say,
no, he does.
You can do what you want
every
with
now
your
and
own
then
money.
He does. But I decided to get excited for Christmas a little bit early and bought an advent calendar.
I don't believe it for a second.
And it's October.
Are you celebrating Christmas before December?
No, I'm not going to open it until December 1st, which is just silly of me because now I have to stare at this advent calendar for an extra, 2 months before I can start using it.
Is that the huge box that you dragged
yes.
in yesterday?
So it got delivered yesterday.
That's too big to be an advent calendar.
Not when you know what's inside it. So
what's inside of it?
I may or may not have bought an advent calendar that's 25 different types of fairy floss.
Oh, I mean, it sounds like a good time.
It does. It sounds like a lot of sugar and every dentist that is listening just cringed.
Every dentist just pulled over to cry.
I take care of my teeth. We're all good.
Except for December.
Except for December. But I'm a big fan of advent calendars and usually you just buy like the Cadbury chocolate ones and they're a little bit boring. But in recent years, they've made advent calendars for everything. Hmm. So I decided to Google lolly advent calendars and this one came up from a company in Sydney. So I was like, oh, supporting local-ish business, Australian business.
Okay, no worries.
And that I'm sure would very much appreciate my business. And they even messaged me when I tagged them on Instagram yesterday. I don't want to say how much this cost me.
Is it like, you know, the little tubs that you get at the show?
Yeah.
Is it one of them?
It's one of them every day for 25 days and there's 25 different flavours. But they've got cool flavours like cookies and cream, salted caramel.
What?
All these fancy flavours. They're like they're fancy fairy floss. But I've just worked out that me impulse buying an advent calendar has made me want to do it for other people. And by people, I mean my dog.
Oh, a dog advent calendar.
So I haven't bought it yet, but it's sitting in a cart on a website that keeps popping up.
What's in it?
25 days of doggy treats.
Oh, that's kind of cute, actually.
So I was thinking that we could do like family advent calendar day, like every day. So I'm going to have the Fairy Floss one here on show, at the show, so I can open it for us.
Oh, for us? You can have that.
I will, but I'm just going to open one every day on the show and tell you what flavour it is.
Oh, great. Can't wait for that.
But then I was going to get a little lolly one for home for me. Then Greece can get his little advent calendar if he wants chocolate or something, or you can get alcoholic ones, things like that.
Oh, gin advent calendar?
Yeah.
That sounds pretty good.
There's lots of different ones. And then I was going to get Molly one. And
well, that's
so we can
cute.
All have our advent calendars.
That's kind of cute.
But is that a bit too much?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's four advent calendars too much.
No. Well, I think the price of my one advent calendar was too much.
Yeah, well, 25 days worth of fairy floss. Oh, actually,
you
know
what? Do you want to just guess how much it costs?
Oh,
me?
No, I don't want to guess. It'll be in the hundreds, but I reckon it's going to be 24 different tubs of fairy floss, and on the 25th day, you're going to get a toothbrush.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Welcome to Egg Day.
Egg Day.
It's Egg Day, and what lay eggs? Animals.
They do.
So we're going to find out if you know, do these animals lay eggs?
Oh, okay.
You know, I've gone for the ones that you wouldn't think do or don't, maybe.
Yeah, all right.
So we'll see how we go.
Ooh, I know how we'll go.
All right.
Very badly.
Number one, ladybugs. Do they lay eggs?
Oh. Something you never think about, is it?
I know, that's why it's a hard game.
Ladybugs. Nah. Nah, they don't lay eggs.
Bow, bow. Oh. They do lay eggs.
Oh. Really? Little tiny little microscopic
tiny little
eggs.
All right, butterflies. Do they lay eggs?
No. No, they don't lay eggs.
They do lay eggs.
Oh.
That's incorrect. All righty. Seahorse. Do they lay eggs?
Oh, no, I know that they don't, and I know that because I've watched a very disturbing video of a seahorse pregnancy where it just shoots out its litter of hundreds of little tiny microscopic seahorses.
So they don't lay eggs?
They don't lay eggs.
That is correct. They do not. The males actually give birth to the babies.
That's right.
Alrighty. Chameleons.
Oh, chameleons.
Do chameleons lay eggs? Chameleons.
I reckon most other, they'd be classed as a reptile. Most other reptiles lay eggs, I'm pretty sure. Chameleons would lay eggs.
They do. Correct.
Oh, dang.
Echidnas.
Oh.
Do they lay
eggs? Baby echidnas, are they born with their spikes or not? I don't think they are. Nah, yeah, yes.
Echidnas lay eggs?
Yeah, because they dig a hole and they put the eggs in the hole.
That's correct, they do lay eggs.
Yes.
Them and platypus.
Platypi.
Are the only mammals to lay eggs.
That's right. Everyone wanted to strip the platypus of its mammal status because it laid eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Echidnas lay eggs too. All right, cockroach.
Nah, I don't think so. I think it just spews out baby cockroach to go and infest the world.
Nah, they lay eggs.
Oh, they do?
All right,
What's
last
a cockroach
one.
Cockroach egg look like?
Hyenas.
There is no way. If you say a hyena lays eggs, I'm walking out of the studio. Hyenas do not lay eggs.
No, they don't. They give birth through their clitoris.
Oh.
In case you were wondering
just
that.
Just a simple no would have been fine.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
MasterChef.
Every time that player's like, oh, it's MasterChef.
No one can hear that song without hearing MasterChef now. It's not normal MasterChef. We just had Back to Win. We now have Junior. So a bunch of kids to really boost off our confidence of how good we are as cooks.
Yeah, yeah. When I was their age, I was making like cheese on toast and still burning that, so they're a bit ahead of us, let's be honest.
Well, we're going to be chatting to one of the lovely judges, Andy Allen. He joins us. Good morning.
G'day, gang. How are we?
Yeah,
doing
fantastic.
Good.
Thanks, Andy. How did you guys manage to film a whole season during the pandemic in Melbourne, of all places?
Well, it actually wasn't that hard because we basically filmed half of Back to Win, you know, while when the pandemic was at its absolute worst.
Yeah, true.
So once we'd kind of been able to see what the rules were and we could abide by those rules, there was nothing really that we changed. I mean, we changed a fair bit because we were dealing with kids, so there's a lot that changes there. But in terms of the pandemic, we were just following the same government guidelines that we were given for back to win.
Yeah, I guess you kind of nailed it with back to win and you just knew what to do with for the next
but
one.
But I guess with this one, were the kids' parents present during filming? Are they sitting like in a little room with a TV screen? Do they know what's happening or are they stuck at a hotel?
The kids get put up with their one parent, and then they come to set each day. They don't get to kind of sit and watch what's going on. They sit in a green room with no TV and wait patiently for their little legends to come back and see how they went.
So apart from the usual emotional roller coaster of Junior MasterChef every season, what can we expect to see on this season of Junior MasterChef?
See, the emotional rollercoaster is probably something that, like, is a lot less, I would say. I mean, the kids, the way that they dealt with pressure, I don't get me wrong, there's a couple of moments that are full tearjerkers. However, for a lot of the time, the kids were just so stoked to be there. You know, a lot of the kids have grown up with MasterChef. MasterChef is older than the majority of the kids, so they've watched it, you know, avidly. And so they just had this overarching joy to be on the show. And we kind of, Jocelyn and myself kind of ran with that because, you know, instead of creating, you know, have that, you know what, like that whole intense, you know, MasterChef pressure cooker environment, it was more like, let's run with this whole happiness. Let's make it fun because really the kids are going to cook their best food when they're having a good time.
That's why we love it because it just puts us in a good mood.
It's just happy. It's a happy place. But unfortunately, though, obviously not everyone can always cook a perfect meal and there might be some that are not the best. Did you have to practice or have training as to how to tell a kid their food was crap? Because as adults, you're just like, yeah, it's not that good. You can't do that to a kid.
Yeah, I get you. Yeah, look, I mean, you were cautious on your wording, definitely, but I'm cautious with my wording with my chefs in my kitchen and in my restaurants. You know, each individual is very different and you use different words and you use different, a different energy to get the best out of those people. So it's the same with kids, you know. I mean, from day one, we weren't going to go in there and absolutely toast them. That would just be stupid. And we didn't have to, because from the first step, the food is absolutely unbelievable anyway. But you still get relationships with these kids and you know when you can, you know, give a good amount of feedback, you know when, like, you don't need to give a huge, you know, long critique on their dish. So it's each dish, it's each, you know, kid, each day that they walk in the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, obviously eliminations do still happen in Junior MasterChef. Are there as many tears as there was in Back to Win, or is it a little bit more tame with the eliminations?
We were conscious of that. Like, how is a kid going to go getting eliminated? So we've kind of put a bit of a spin on it. Firstly, that they get eliminated in pairs. We don't actually, when I say eliminated, we don't actually celebrate. We don't actually eliminate people. We celebrate the people who are going through to the next round. So it's not like you're eliminated, Bobby and Jen. It's more like, you know, Sarah, Chrissy and John, well done, you're through to the next round.
Good.
Just to, like, you know, ease the pain a bit. And to be honest, it worked. Like, I was worried, you know, for the first elim, what it was going to be like. But the kids, I think it's just testament to how mature they are and know them just knowing the process.
Yeah.
They were all smiles. They were very thankful. It was amazing to see.
Final question for you, Andy. When you were these kids' age, were you as good of a cook?
No. Not even close. No. I think if the putting up now would probably be better than some of the food that I was putting up in my series of MasterChef when I was 23 years old. Like, that's how good it is. And that's not a stab at, you know, our season, because we had some absolutely amazing chefs on there. But even some of the dishes would stand up in Back to Win. I'm not like mucking around there. Like, they were that good. So
that's just crazy. Yeah. I can't even comprehend that. Well, we're going to have to all watch it for ourselves this Sunday, 7:30 p.m. on Win. Junior MasterChef Australia is back. Thank you so much for joining us, Andy.
Beauty, guys. Have a great day.
Magic 931, Scudder and Maddie.
Read my lips.
That's right, it's Friday, which means we play Read My Lips after 9 o'clock, and that's time is right now. So we've got both of our phones here. We'll plug our headphones in, turn the music up all the way, and try and guess what the other person is saying just by reading their lips.
I'm going to go first because you went first last week.
Okay.
I'm going to chuck my headphones in first.
All right, off you go. Pull them out. Chuck them in that one.
I can't hear you anymore. I can't hear what's happening on air anymore, which is really unnerving. Hang on, let me just unlock my phone. I'm on All Out Naughties today.
Oh, nice.
And the first one is Lady Gaga's Just Dance. What a banger.
You just got so much louder.
Sorry, I can't hear you anymore.
All right, ready? Today is John Lennon's birthday.
Today is...
Yeah, today is John Lennon's birthday.
Is Geordie Shaw's. Today is...
John Lennon's birthday.
Jordan...
Today is John Lennon's birthday.
Sway Lee. No. Sway Lee's birthday.
Today
Someone's
is,
birthday.
Yeah. Today is John Lennon's birthday.
Jodie Lee.
John Lennon's birthday.
Shorty's birthday.
John Lennon's birthday.
Charlie's.
John Lennon's birthday.
Short legs.
John Lennon.
Sean.
John.
John.
Lennon.
Lady.
Lennon.
Leggings.
Lennon.
I don't know.
Today is John Lennon's.
Oh! Today is John Lennon's birthday.
Yay!
Bang! Oh, that was the longest ever.
That took a while. All right, let me quickly unscrew that.
Oh, how much of a banger is Lady Gaga's Just Dance?
Oh, you think your song choice is a banger? Get ready for this.
Oh, go on. Here we go. What's that? What's that?
Bon Jovi. Oh,
we're halfway there.
Each other, and that's okay. All right for us.
Listen, I mean, watch.
We'll give it a shot.
Here we go. Tomorrow is a certified shorts day.
Is a bonfire day.
Tomorrow.
Bonfire.
Tomorrow.
Shoppo?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Is a
certified.
Solidified.
Certified shorts day.
Certified.
Yep.
Pork day.
Shorts day.
Shore day.
Shorts.
Shorts day.
Shorts day.
Tomorrow is a certified shorts day.
Certified shorts day, Riverlands. Get those pins out tomorrow. Sunny in 27. Oh, you did a lot better than I did anyway.
This song just gives me mad 38 hour memories.
Oh, yes. Just living on a prayer, everyone.
Yep.